In an eight-week period, we've had the unions and our employees come to the party. We've had the New South Wales government come to the party. We're changing the culture of Port Kembla where everyone's rallying together to get those costs out. If that can continue into the future, then we'll deliver. But it got very, very close.
That's Paul O'Malley, Chief Executive of BlueScope Steel. He was speaking after the company struck a deal to continue operations at Port Kembla, saving as many as 5,000 jobs. The deal includes $60 million in deferred payroll tax payments from the state government and a new enterprise agreement that is yet to be ratified. Professor Raymond Markey is Director of the Centre for Workforce Futures at Macquarie University and joins us now. Professor Markey, Paul O'Malley says this deal to bring down costs is game-changing. Is that how you see it?
Yes and no. I've got really mixed feelings about it. It is a very good deal, which shows a very high level of goodwill on the part of all the parties concerned to try to save the steel industry. And saving the steel industry is a good thing, which will have a major positive impact on the region. However, there is a bit of pain there for the workers concerned. A cut in real wages, effectively, because wages will not keep up with inflation if it doesn't rise above 3% per annum. That's not a great deal, but it is a bit of a cut. They'll lose bonuses, although I noticed that they will get access to bonuses at the end of the current financial year if this scheme is a success. So maybe they'll do something like follow the Qantas example, and after a pay freeze, the workers will benefit from turning the company around. But what bothers me most about it is that it's short term, and it's nothing like the steel plan of the 80s under the Hawke government, which involved a commitment to investment in R&D on the part of the company, as well as wage restraint by the workers and the unions, and as well as a government commitment to assist a federal government commitment to assist with some financial assistance and with assistance in finding overseas markets. And what I don't see is any attempt, any plan to evolve the operations and the business into areas where it can generate new opportunities.
Workers now have to vote on the three-year enterprise agreement. It includes, as you say, a wage freeze and the suspension of a wage bonus scheme. The union agreed to this, but described it as a filthy, rotten package. Are we now in a situation where more companies in this kind of situation that BlueScope found itself in are going to try and strike up deals like this? Is this the kind of model on industrial relations we might see in more places where companies are really looking at their future and thinking that they don't have a bright future in Australia, given they find that production costs here are expensive?
Well, I don't see it as a model, but I'm sure that there will be others who look at it. The reason I don't see it as a model is because it doesn't address critical issues of losing markets and falling demand for a particular product. And they need to, as you say, address production costs. That's not necessarily done with reducing employees' wages and conditions, though. It can be addressed by increasing productivity with capital investment, and also with investment in R&D to develop new products, maybe.
This deal could enable BlueScope to keep operating for another 3 years, though, right? I mean, given they were genuinely considering closing down, that would have been mass job losses. This is
yes.
The kind of deal that keeps them here. I mean, the workers,
yes.
Those 5,000 workers, even if they have to face a kind of wage system that they are ultimately probably not great fans of, it's better than not having a job, isn't it?
Well, yes, and in fact, it's more than the 4,500 workers that are directly employed. There's flow on benefits to other parts of the regional economy, and so there will be thousands more who will be positively impacted. What bothers me, though, is without a plan beyond the 3 years, I wonder if we're going to be facing negotiations for further reductions and cuts in 3 years' time. I don't see this as a long-term solution to anything. And that's why I don't see it as a model for anyone else.
Is it inevitable that BlueScope will at some stage, whether it be in 3 years or longer, ultimately shut down in Australia? Is this just about giving the workers an extension?
Well, unless they come up with other plans, it may be just an extension. I don't think it is inevitable that steel closes down, but they need to find new approaches. Now, I mean, one thing that comes to mind is linking with the government and spending money on R&D to develop clean energy equipment in Australia. Wind turbines, for example, which is a growth area. Now, with that skilled workforce, they've got particular advantages in moving into some areas like that. But I hear nothing about new products or new markets in the plan, and that's what bothers me. It would be good to see the federal government taking a leadership position in this and maybe assisting with moving into clean energy equipment production.
Professor Markey, thank you so much for coming on RN Drive.
Okay, thank you.
And that's Professor Raymond Markey. He's the director of the Centre for Workforce Futures at Macquarie University, joining us to talk about that deal that was announced today with BlueScope Steel in Port Kembla. What do you make of that deal? And what do you also make of my interview with Bill Shorten, the opposition leader? He joined us at the top of the program to talk about his willingness to work with Malcolm Turnbull on a range of issues. 0418 226 576, that's our number. You can also tweet us at RNDrive. That is our Twitter handle, and it always loves it. Twitter really gets very excited when you use our Twitter handle. Use it more often.